Across the Louisiana coast, Hurricane Gustav forced nearly 2 million people to evacuate. NPR's John Burnett met some of them on their way back home and found them in a generally cranky mood.
The Jones family has just had it. All 10 of them fled to Baton Rouge, only to have the storm roar through the state capital and knock out power at the Motel 6 where they were staying. Now that beleaguered officials in New Orleans and neighboring cities have relented to residents demanding to return, today the Joneses are driving home to Harvey, just across the river from New Orleans.
Well, I wanted to get out of here because basically we've been sitting in the dark now for 3 days. If I'm going to sit in the dark, I can do it at home.
Durnell Jones is a tow truck driver. His wife, Nicole, is a nurse. She sits in their silver pickup with the motor idling.
It's very expensive. Every time you have mandatory evacuation, you can run anywhere from $500 to a couple of grand, you know, because of the fact of the hotel rooms being so expensive. You have to eat out. There's no more home-cooked meals. You got to do everything basically out of the bag.
It catches you off guard. If a hurricane comes, a lot of people don't have money. I mean, you know, people live check to check, so it's expensive. I mean, what you doing? If you don't have it, you have to do without. Some people sleep in their cars. So it's a bad experience.
The evacuation experiences of Katrina, Gustav, all the storms before, and those to come after, have made the Joneses question whether it's all worth it, even though they're both natives and love their home.
We're thinking about going to another state because we can't keep just doing, you know, we can't do this. I don't have a problem with them, but when we leave, when we come, it's just too hard on us. We don't have support.
On the other end of the scale, some people get annoyed they have to evacuate for storms like Gustav that turn out to be minor. Wayne Hingle is a retired orange farmer from Belle Chasse in Plaquemines Parish, just below New Orleans. He sits in his silver Jeep Commando in a long line of cars waiting for his turn at a Shell station outside Baton Rouge.
How long you been in line?
Not long, but maybe 15 minutes. Of course, I've been to about four different places. Let me move up.
So we don't get everybody aggravated.
Hingle and his wife fled to his daughter's home in Brulee, downriver from Baton Rouge. After he fills up, he's going home today, too.
And every time we say, we're not doing this again, we're not doing this again. Because we were prepared to stay. We have two generators. We had all our gas. We had, you know, and but they kind of scared the heck out of everybody, saying there was going to be 18 feet of water down there. I'm thinking next time they say 18 feet of water or anything less than that, they're going to have a problem with people because Plaquemines Parish didn't flood at all.
No wonder people are in a bad humor. Mandatory evacuations are a lose-lose equation. If the storm is bad, people are upset because their property gets damaged. If the storm isn't so bad, they're angry they had to leave in the first place. You never win with a hurricane. John Burnett, NPR News, Baton Rouge.